A Kiss of Shadows by Laurel K. Hamilton. Copyright 2000 by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read by Laurel Merlington. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
For everyone who kept the old stories alive in small rooms and great houses, by firelight and electricity. For all who kept the faith, and for those who just liked a good story. Chapter 1. 23 stories up, and all I could see out the windows was gray smog. They could call it the City of Angels if they wanted to, but if there were angels out there, they had to be flying blind. Los Angeles is a place where people, those with wings and without, come to hide. Hide from others, hide from themselves. I'd come to hide, and I'd succeeded. But staring out at the thick, dirty air, I wanted to go home. Home where the air was blue most of the time, and you didn't have to water the ground to get grass to grow. Home was Cahokia, Illinois. But I couldn't go back because they'd kill me if I did, my relatives and their allies. Everyone wants to grow up to be a fairy princess. Trust me, it's overrated. There was a knock on the office door. It opened before I could say anything. My boss, Jeremy Gray, stood framed in the doorway. He was a short gray man, 4 feet 11 inches, an inch shorter than me. He was gray from his dark Armani suit to his button-up shirt and silk tie. Only his shoes were black and shiny. Even his skin was a pale uniform gray. Not from illness or age. No. He was a tro in the prime of life, just a little over 400. There were some lines around his eyes, along the thin mouth, that made him appear mature, but he'd never be old. Without the aid of mortal blood and a pretty serious spell,